Blog Talk Radio.
Kilimanjaro.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. The air date of this episode, special edition, is Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Okay, Tuesdays are our normal dates. Okay, we will not be on tomorrow night, but however, we will be on the following Tuesday. And then most definitely, I want to bring in our co-host here, Brother Che. Nkrumah from Frontline Black News out of Denver, Colorado. Definitely bid him a good evening there to the Centennial State. What's happening with you there, Brother Che?
Hey, peace and black empowerment. City Council just ended, so I was able to tune in just in time.
Okay, good, good, good. How did things go over there at the City Council?
I missed general public comment, but the main part of it was just more money, more unnecessary money going to unnecessary departments, people.
As opposed to where it really should be going, you know, to help our unhoused neighbors. Okay, well, tonight, Brother Che, you know, is a special edition, and what we're talking about is our resources. And tonight we're having an in-depth, uncensored, open mic discussion of how other groups take full advantage of our ignorance to the economic power that we as a people have. With the current pandemic, scandemic, bullshit-demic situation that is going on, we as a people must focus on our self-preservation for our future generations. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and over. Our intro tonight was a video I found on YouTube, and I did not see the name of the artist, but the title of it was a tribute to Miriam Makeba, who was a singer in the 50s and 60s from South Africa, Zanzibar, and what have you. Also, too, she was in political exile because she spoke out against apartheid and what have you, and a lot of her songs definitely deal with that and also deal with our traditions and our resources as a people. And this is why we're having this special edition tonight, talking about how all these other groups, particularly in the music industry and Hollywood as well too, are benefiting off of our resources, and we're not. As we all know, they call our music R&B or rhythm and blues. And of course, we know where the rhythms come from, you know, which was just dictated earlier this evening, you know, from our continent, you know, the motherland and what have you. And then also, too, let's look at here in the United States or here in the Western Hemisphere, another resource that they take for granted from us is jazz. Okay. And then, of course, another resource that they take from us and that we don't get any credit for is blues or rhythms and blues. So therefore, they also have taken, you know, knowledge from our sciences and the medical field, engineering, mechanical and engineering and things of that sort right there. So what we have to focus on, people, is us doing for ourselves. Yeah, bringing Brother Che back on in here. And that's what we have to do, is because we, black family, are in a state of emergency. And what's currently that's going on of what's happening down in Atlanta and things of that nature right there is more or less these other groups are coming to us to get us to be down with their cause more so than our own. But we were the main ones who were out there getting bashed in the head, having fire hoses put on us, being lynched and various other atrocities, you know, that occurred against us. But it's very interesting that the more that we try to assimilate into a society that hates us and despises us and wants to use us for fucking their guinea pigs and experimentation, and for us to sit up here on a collective basis, and I'm mainly talking about you kumbaya, ass-scratching Negroes that are still out there, and Dr. Randy Short has on his YouTube channel, Coon Busters. And if you're out there, Dr. Short, you know, definitely give us a call in, because we hope to have the good doctor on, you know, in the future. And also see our future commentator there, the one and only Brother Isaiah, calling in from Baltimore. Most definitely got to bring him on. You know, Brother Isaiah's been with us from day zero. May peace and black empowerment to you there, Brother Isaiah. What's happening there out of Baltimore? Because I see we got the Mile High covered, we got California covered, and we got the East Coast covered. So we all over this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Good, good, right. Real good. Okay, and also, too, Brother
black
Isaiah.
Power, black empowerment.
Oh,
what's going on, y'all?
And indeed. Yes, sir, absolutely. That's what it's all about. So what it is the purpose of our special edition tonight is because, you know, I have to work overtime tomorrow. So this is why we're doing a special edition. But, however, we will not be on tomorrow night on the 23rd, but we will be back on Tuesday on March the 30th. So this is why we're doing a special edition. And then I'm looking at all this bullshit that I'm seeing that's coming over this
idiot box,
these lies, and all this shit. They're talking about Asians getting jumped on. Then a couple of them did get fucked over real bad, which wasn't too cool. One case up there in San Francisco where an elderly man was killed by one of these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, you know, with that bullshit.
Right.
But at the same token, we recognize that as fuck.
Stop the violence and all that.
We have to look at.
What about the black on black?
We're going to be addressing that there more so too in the future of what we do to ourselves, is because with this scandemic, pandemic, COVID, death sentence shit, vaccination, nanotechnology, you know, your DNA being compromised, man, and becoming private and all this old goddamn shit. But we got to focus on ourselves and fuck all these other motherfuckers, okay? And I'm going to tell you the real, because Rock and Sam Corey said that. Well, sir, you know, Brother Chase.
Like they say we're talking crazy when we talk.
Okay, they're saying that we're talking crazy. Okay, so therefore, we're talking crazy when we mention the injustices that happens to us. We're talking crazy when they're talking about these children being in these immigration centers detained. But at the same fucking token, America does not want to recognize the barbarism that are committed on black children on the auction block of taking them away from their parents and the little baby never see their mama, daddy again, or siblings, family members, husbands, wives, and all this old type of shit. But we're not supposed to be talking about that. We're supposed to sing Kumbaya,
they just want us to stand back and be happy, saying, pray for everything. I say thank you to Jesus and all that BS, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Indeed. And in the American ethos, with its psychotic treatment of black people and the psychotic attitude and personalities toward people of African descent, you know, American descendants of slavery, you know what I'm saying? You know, the ones who was bought and sold up on an auction block. You see what I mean?
Right.
That built, you know,
the
motherfucking country.
The original Black Friday. You know, the original Black Friday. All the auctions going on. Like, you've seen them every day.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, indeed. And a specialty was our young black girls and young women that they used as breeders in the same manner of how animal breeders would breed pit bull puppies. But we're not supposed to say nothing about that. Just like how the resources that come off of our continent, Africa, Kibalon, or whichever they wish to call it, you know, the one in which I'm speaking of, and how Europe, France, Belgium, England, the Netherlands, Holland, Portugal, and all them scary, nasty-ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, you know, have benefited greatly from it, and their economy still benefit from it. And then, you know, here you had old boy who was a prayer, say that we come from a bunch of shithole countries and all that. Now, if it wasn't for
those
shithole countries and this continent – of savages, okay? You murdering savagery-ass Nordic, Irish, Neanderthal, Caucasoid Mountain motherfuckers wouldn't know how to clean your nasty ass. For all you motherfuckers who sit up there and say, hey, why don't you niggas go back to Africa? Yeah, let's do that. Let's build it up, and let's take the damn peanut butter with us. Let's take the damn Hidden Figures with us. Let's
take
the concept of architecture with us.
Right.
Yeah, see,
let's get our resources back away from them.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You see, so what it is, once again, of how they pimp our resources, and then through this indoctrination, through these public indoctrination centers that we're supposed to be subservient and be more worried about other groups prospering than ourselves, and at the same token, these Congressional Black Caucus members, these coon-ass politicians and celebrities with their bullshit, you know, is up there trying to lead us down the damn slaughterhouse, go take this vaccine, ain't doing shit. Motherfuckers is dropping dead from this shit. Look what happened to Hank Aaron. You see?
Right.
You know, and this shit here was made in the goddamn laboratory.
And the news, the news and the coverage want to say he died from natural causes. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. That is an insult to our intelligence. Once again, pissing on our head, telling us it's rain. And then they get these hand-big black-ass politicians that sit up there and endorse this bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, too, Brother Jay, we're still pushing that line here for all you Biden supporters that went out there and voted for him and all this old type of shit. You know, please call in this number at 516-418-5996 and enlighten us of what these sorry motherfuckers, Biden Harris, are doing for you. And the way how I'm seeing it is they're trying to get us vaccinated.
They're trying to make that too mandatory.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And what happened? So therefore, they could go.
Also, Joe Cole Biden. I'm speaking for us. He worried about them Asian folks that's tackled down.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So he ain't worried about us and the one damn bit. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, we have to worry about ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And it's only natural, you know what I'm saying, that we do such a thing. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, definitely check out Frontline Black News. Am I saying that right there, Brother Trey? Is that Frontline Black News?
Yeah, Frontline Black News.
Yes, sir. And definitely check out the Zooms that have been coming out, you know, that's being hosted by Brother Che right there. We're joining them, and we had a very, very great show last night. Oh, yeah. And then in addition to, you know, we're dropping knowledge. We speak against the popular version of what is truth. If you've been suspended by Facebook, Twitter, or any of that bullshit we had, we're happy to have you as a friend. That only means that we're speaking the truth and that we are getting somewhere. And then not to mention the fact, you know, there are those.
I can't count how many times they put me in a Facebook jail. I've been like Facebook jail like 8 times.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
I can't count how many times I've been there.
I'm impressed. Well, welcome, sir. We're happy to have you. You know what I'm saying? And then the bullshit, man, that they want us to sit up here to believe is redundant. We already know how, you know, we all feel about the Goonie Birds, you know, these confused motherfuckers, what have you, okay. Now they're doing this vaccine, and then they got the Negroes out here, you know, endorsing this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that I'm sorry to say. But, you know, it is what it is. So, therefore, black family, we just have to be careful, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and wash your ass. Keep your hands clean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eat right.
Yep.
Quit eating sugar and that bullshit.
Quit eating salt.
Saying?
with eating builder could be installed, all of that. And stop trying to eat so much pork.
Right. Pork exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the cold part about it is that all these GMOs and hormones and shit, you know, that they're putting in it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So therefore, so what they're trying to do is control.
We need to grow our own food. It's not that hard.
No, our own infrastructure's on everything. You see what I'm saying? Food, production, capital goods, you know, getting our music back. And then I just want to get back there, you know, about how motherfuckers is getting paid off of our resources. Let's look at jazz.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Look at jazz, great revenue generator. You see what I'm saying? But for others, not us. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then
we do have the resources. We did some afraid to just put out there because they be washing over us, so they're gonna take our resources and make $1 million off of it.
Okay. Well, what you see, that's why you know our children have to be educated. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, to develop strategies. You know, to counterman this shit. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to take a minute to do it. And when I say that we're in a state of emergency that I've stated over the years, for us to get up out of this state of emergency, it's going to take a minimum of 50 years, in my opinion. So this is why, as Brother Chase says, that these other groups hold their own nuts. We need $100 trillion fucking dollars and some goddamn tangibles to upgrade the quality of our
and
lives.
Reparations.
And build. Yes, sir, and build our own gated communities, our own unity communities, you know what I'm saying? Have our own businesses going on, developing capital goods and producing industry for ourselves, and by all means, go out here and corner some markets, you see what I'm saying, you know, to trade with the rest of the world so we can get that money, too, to upgrade the quality of our lives. This is what the fuck everybody else is doing at our goddamn expense.
Yep.
See?
That's real facts.
For real. And, you know, and then also, too, let's look at the medical industry. Yeah, see? You know, a lot of black contributors, you know, on that. And on their research and the work that they've done. But also, too, let's look at how a lot of our people have been used to harm our people through the medical practice. Case in point, the Tuskegee experiment. From 1932 to 1972.
Right. Damn. It's gone like 50 years, and it's still going on with the damn old vaccine. Should they try and put that shit on our throat? Like, come on now. Don't believe them, and we see on the Thai Live Vision. Now, that's what I don't even call it TV. I call it telltale lie to the vision, because that's all that is. Just tell lie to our eyesight, and we just a program, just go right and do it. Like, we need to stop that.
Exactly. You see? And then on top of it as well, too, when our children, you know, go through the public indoctrination centers, then they're getting geared for college. Okay, which is great, which is beautiful.
Right.
But in the high schools, they took all the vocational trades out, like sheet metal work, wood shop, electrical, stuff like that, auto mechanics.
All that.
It's because at least while you're pursuing your degree, you still got to eat, you see. So it's not about going to get your degree. Well, I don't go out here and get me a good job for somebody else. It's about getting your degree and getting educated and going out there upgrading the quality of life in your community, because this is all what the fuck these other groups of people do. You see? And this is why I concur with Brother Che when he
when
states that these other groups can hold their own nuts. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Isaiah.
When I was coming up, when I was in middle school, we used to have, like, wood shops and all that. You know, just to be self-efficient. Now, all of a sudden, they decide to take that out. I take them out of them schools because they don't want us, you know, to be self-efficient and stuff. And you see our kids out here right now. And see kids out here right now, they out there on the corner, drinking and smoking all day, ain't doing nothing. So we need to, yeah. you know, we need to homeschool our black youth. We'll just build some kind of apartment center, you know, just to help the black youth.
Right. You see what I'm saying? And to deal with us only, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You see? Because like I said, we can't do shit for nobody else unless we do something for ourselves. You see? Now every other group is quick as hell to tell us that bullshit. You see? But as soon as we say it, oh man, you guys are a bunch of black racists. You see all this double standard, double speak shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You,
or that
you see what I mean? Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, and double speak. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what I mean is they're just telling me.
And we just want
man,
our
okay.
own. That's it. We just want our own everything. That's it. So ain't nothing racist about that.
Yes,
we just want our own everything.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, with that right there, and then on top of that, you know, we got to build up our own agricultural land. And also to our own industrial land, you see, because we got to eat. That's what we need agriculture for the farms, for the crops, you know, for the plants. They say treat the soil right, you see, because the earth herself is a living being, you see. Also, too, you know, innovate with the science and technology and engineering, you know, innovate, you know, some power grids for our people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And try to get as much heat to our unhoused neighbors who are in the winter condition, such as in Cleveland, Denver, Chicago, New York.
Right.
Say. So we
need
some of our, you know, engineering students to come up with something with that, because with all these solar panels and high-ass transmission towers and underground transmission lines and what have you, you know, you take solar panels and put it out here half across this fucking desert. Man, you are he back east up hell for the next 200 winters. And you could do that shit, man, on the same principle, man, how they're doing this fucking internet. Seriously.
Yep.
Seriously. And I think Brother Che had dropped some knowledge on a while back on the power grids and how they're dealing with that. And then also too, black families find out a way how to and find out a way how to live off the fucking grid.
Right.
Right.
You see? And if necessary, go back to the side of the land. I'm quite sure we got enough people amongst us, you know, been in the military, know about surviving out there in the wilderness and what have you. Hey, each one teach one. Drop knowledge.
Right.
Okay.
We all got.
Because the thing is, we have to do black families. You see, okay. And I would debate with any coon, any politician, any yassa boss, any ass crack. We have to become self sufficient. You see.
Right.
And I would tell these sorry ass motherfucking coon bias black ass motherfucking politicians to their goddamn face. You would sit up there.
Yep.
Help another group go up there talking about they doing something for themselves. They say, you'd think it's great work, all this great thing. But as soon as black people come up here talking about harvesting their resources to enhance the quality of life amongst ourselves, you know, in the diaspora, on the continent, or all over, they say, then we are viewed upon as black racists.
Racist. Racist means that you have institutional power to enforce your privilege. We don't have
Racism means power. We got to own our rights back. We got to own our resources back. We got to own everything back.
You're right. You absolutely are correct. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, when we look at our great engineers, great retail entrepreneurs, you know, white folks are taking advantage of them, on that, like with Montgomery Ward and Sears and Roebuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, and just like, you know, a lot of the black engineers and innovators and craftsmen during slavery of the skills that they had, you know, both agriculturally and mechanically, you see, but the intellectual property rights that automatically belong to the damn slave master, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we own for all of that. That's our intellectual property. We're owned for that. We're owed for that as well.
Oh, absolutely,
right.
Brother Che. And this is why you are absolutely correct about the reparations tag being at about $100 trillion fucking dollars. Is because I stated to these conservative-ass Republicans, your neo-Nazis, your white motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, all that. I told you sons of bitches on your platform, and I'm saying it again. If it wasn't for us, your goddamn country wouldn't exist. You owe $100 trillion fucking dollars in tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the revenue.
Well,
they're
taking $100 trillion.
They're taking our oil and make money. Make all the money.
It's starting at $100 trillion.
Money, all that shit.
They really owe us $900 trillion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
And then let's look at that. Now let's look at the money that was made off of the money off our slave labor that accumulated for the last 150 years.
Right.
That's at least $20 trillion. That's basically the GDP of the U.S. in a year.
Oh, yes, sir. And then not to mention the fact, of how our slave labor contributed to the economies of the United States and Europe, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands,
all the Western powers,
France and England. Yeah, all the Western powers. And then when I had that goddamn Berlin Conference,
awesome.
They were going to cut off Africa.
The scramble for Africa, and they carved up Africa like a pie.
Exactly.
European power got a piece.
Right. And they only give up crumbs. Right, they give up crumbs.
And
got all these puppet regimes and neocolonials, your governments in, and now the fucking Chinese are doing it over the goddamn silicon.
Yeah,
right.
So our African brothers and sisters, they need to go sue them. They need to go sue them governments.
Exactly.
Stay out of our reparations claim. This is our reparations claim. We are owed here by this government
and
in this country. We're owed by other governments, too, but we can start with this government because this government has capitalized the most off of our blood, sweat, and toil. So they owe us first and beforehand.
First and foremost.
You mugs that were colonized by the French, go sue the French. You mugs that was colonized by the British, go sue the British. You mugs that was colonized by the Dutch, go sue the Netherlands and Belgium. Go sue them. Go sue Spain. Go sue Portugal. Go
sue
them.
Yeah.
You know, you got AFRICOM. You got AFRICOM in Africa. They don't invite us to those meetings. They don't invite us to those functions. We're not included in any of that. So why do y'all want to be included in our reparations claim? And then when we bring this up, they talk about we being divisive. No, you guys come over here being divisive. You stay with your own people. You build your own communities. You have no interaction with us. But then when it's time for us to get a check, everybody got their hand out. No.
Right. No more hand out. No. It's time to do for ourselves, y'all. For fuck that. Come on.
But this isn't a handout, Brother Isaiah. This is a debt that is owed by this government.
Exactly.
They owe us.
Right.
Precisely.
They the ones that's been getting handouts for centuries.
Yep.
Exactly.
And they paid the slave owners too.
Exactly. Because also too, Brother Che, I'm glad you brought that up. It's because I was looking at one of these mainstream propaganda machines, and they was talking about Lincoln being assassinated in the end of the Civil War and all this old type of shit. And I'm still yet to be told or shown or have anybody drop knowledge of where we as a people have petitioned the U.S. government to be citizens. And when a person could sit up there and show that and prove that to me beyond a reasonable doubt, I would shut the fuck up.
Well, Dred Scott case hasn't been overturned. 1857 Dred Scott case is still in effect in 2021. So we have no right that a white citizen is bound to respect.
Right.
Exactly. You see? And then when you look at the Dred Scott case, pay a special attention on what the Supreme Court had ruled in regard to the property clause or the Fifth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where the twist is with that.
Yep.
See? And then, you know, you still got the Kumbaya Negroes out here to this day who are still whooping this dead horse, talking about loving everybody and hating ourselves as opposed to becoming self-sufficient.
Right.
I believe at this time in history is this now's the time for us to do it, you know, in regard to the state
it
of emergency that we
right.
are in as a people. Yes, it's because for us to remedy the situation of what we're dealing with all this high technology and nanotechnology is only going to expand. So we got a whole lot of work to do, black family, and not enough time
right.
to do it in.
See, if we tell our own people that a few of them, you know, just don't want to wake up because they still, you know, still believing, we're supposed to love everybody else. No, we got to look for ourselves first and love each other, to love each other first when you come together. Like, if we come together in time like this right now, we'd be unstoppable right now. Time to, you know, time to build schools. Time to build grocery stores, all that. Time to build a whole brand new Black Wall Street.
Oh, absolutely. Indeed. And not only our own Black Wall Street, build several of them. Build some factories,
right.
build some research laboratories, specialize in some environmental sciences so we can counterman this diabolical bullshit that they're doing to the air. The food, radiation, with that. So we need, you know, some scholars off in that too, black family. You see what I mean?
Right.
You
yep.
see what I'm saying? A counterman is shit.
Real talk.
Seriously. And then as I stated before, I'm of the opinion that the whole planet Earth itself is dependent upon for its survival for our black liberation. Yeah, I said it.
Yep.
The life of the planet Earth that we know of it is dependent upon its survival is dependent upon us getting our motherfucking liberation and getting the fuck from up under the thumb of these oppressors.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, let's look at this bullshit that they're going to come to us, you know, with the George, what's that motherfucking name, the one that killed George Floyd? What's his name? Chauvin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, you already know how the fuck that's going to go.
Right.
And if the motherfucker does get convicted, he ain't going to get convicted of what the fuck he should be convicted for. Yeah, you see? I wouldn't be surprised, man, if they didn't give that motherfucker time served.
Every time they do something.
I would not be surprised. When they come with the verdict with that bullshit, they probably going to release that motherfucker and say, time served.
Of course. Because every time they do something to us, they play as some of the victims. They always get their little white tears and play with their privilege and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. That's the shit that kills me. You know what I'm saying? And then when you tell them about their privilege and about themselves, oh, well, you're a black racist guy. Well, motherfucker, show me. What institutions that we control or own to implement racism? Because we don't own no major corporations. We don't own no motherfucking major medical supply centers. We don't control no police departments.
Right. Show us the proof.
I
have to be racist towards y'all.
So we're in no position to implement any type of racism. See, now this is the part that motherfucker don't want to tell you.
Yep.
You see, I mean, the shit is crazy, man.
Right. Damn.
And then they come up to us. Well, we want to say we got to do for ourselves. Oh, you guys are black racists. Just like old cop Marla Harris talking about the only way for black people to get ahead, you know, is for all these alphabetized groups and these other groups, you know, to advance too. Lady, get the fuck up out of here. That's an insult to my intelligence.
No, no. Right. And she said, and she's supposedly a sister, like she not our sister, sure, that she don't have no one type of black in her. She don't have that.
She's not FBA. She's not ADOS.
She ain't.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, this goes to show you right there that once again, man, you know, they just take us for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then we don't go with this bullshit. And then when you don't go with this
bullshit.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the prepackaging of it right there. You see? That's the prepackaging of it right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, in regards to this damn vaccine. See? And, you know, and they're showing Hank Aaron and what have you.
Right.
Taking the vaccine. And
see how they try to do it. They want us to take it first. They want us to die out first. See?
Yeah,
they
want us to
die out first. This is genetic annihilation. This
genocide.
Is a race war. We are at war,
exactly.
Family.
Yep.
Yeah, it's genocide.
And they're trying to say, like, you're not going to have enough. Y'all not have no side effects. It's not non-effective. Like, sure.
And the pharmaceutical companies made it where you can't sue
right.
them if you do have side effects.
Right.
Exactly. It's just, so why the fuck would somebody in their right goddamn mind, man, want to go take some shit like that?
But you got Negroes that say stupid shit like, well, I don't care. Just put it in my arm. Type of shit.
Right.
Oh, well, I'll just do it because they told me to do it.
They told me to do
them
it.
Yes, the boss, ass scratching.
No.
Rambo, Sambo, Rambo, ass Negroes.
Right.
And they're
and
doing us a favor
because
that's less Negroes we got to deal with.
Yeah,
right.
The blind leading the blind.
Yep, and I'll be looking at them like, are y'all serious? If they told you to jump off the bridge, and would y'all do it? Come on, be serious, y'all.
Yeah.
White mommy and white daddy told them to jump off the bridge, Brother Isaiah. They would do it in a heartbeat. They would do it
yep.
in a New York minute.
Yep.
They're so
yeah.
seeking approval from the oppressor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they got this prepackaged technology and bullshit they want us to take. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to, you know, keep it up in their face. Keep telling these motherfuckers about themselves. Same thing with these damn coons.
Yeah.
Yep. The coons and coonettes still out there.
Right.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We got to get innovative. And we got to get innovative, black family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to get innovative, man. You know. I mean, and start utilizing, you know, our own resources, starting with our intellectual resources
right.
for our physical resources and our educational resources to improve
well,
our living
resources. The educational
resource.
System, because now they're
oh,
trying
yeah.
to teach the, now the educational system trying to teach the kids about the LGBTQ or the alphabet group.
The alphabet
group. Yeah, you see, but that's why we got to get our kids out the goddamn public indoctrination center.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Seriously.
Like, come on now.
Yeah.
No kid, no children should not be learning that in the first place.
No five-year-olds.
Learn about that.
No, 5-year-olds, that's fucking sick.
Right.
Why are you teaching
right.
sex ed to children? They're not even old
right.
enough
come
to
on,
do
man.
Anything with any of that.
They don't even know who the fuck they are. Like, this is like Sabaka said, public indoctrination.
Yep. And just like you said, something about the football, Brother Jay, you said on the birth certificate, they would put down the mark, the X or something.
Put an X.
The child,
yeah,
like,
for the
gender. Yeah, like, what the fuck? I was still tripping about that.
Oh, man. Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
And
they give
you
the option
to be the first for the rest of
like California.
Life, for her life.
Yeah.
Well, you can put an X for your gender, your child's gender.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
The child's not old enough to make that the incision.
Exactly. Well, see, that there's somebody planting that shit in their head, and that's another thing, too.
Right.
With this raggedy-ass food, with this raggedy-ass hair, we also got to have our children start doing some environmental studies of environmental sciences as well, too, to save ourselves, and we need more study of our melanin for our benefit, you see?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
Because as you know, Brother Trey, we've had discussions about that, of how they're paying $350 a gram for our melanin.
For melanin. Yeah.
When say that again, how much?
$343 a gram for melanin.
Oh wow.
Now times that by sixteen and I tell you how much melanin is for an ounce.
A lot.
We have more than gold and silver put together.
Gold. Yeah. All that shit.
Safe.
Of course, so, like, they are taking away our organs and all that. They're taking away our they're taking away our skin. They're taking away our body.
That's almost $5,500 an ounce.
Yeah.
$5,488 an ounce.
Right.
Damn.
And you see those crazy looking on white girls on with the fake asses and shit. Done looking around saying, "Look at my asses! My ass is so real and all that shit." You know, damn well you stole that from a sister.
Oh no, they went to a place in Hollywood called Frederick's of Hollywood. That's where they sell all that fake shit for them bras.
Yep.
So Frederick's of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. All those fake what they call the fake implants, the fake those fake silicone.
All that shit. Yeah, and then you got plastic surgeons out there in Beverly Hills making a killing off that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Right by UCLA.
It's looking like damn. Like what the fuck?
So a kilo of you black family costs almost $200,000.
What happened now, Brother Jay?
A kilogram of you cost almost $200,000.
Damn.
Damn, see that?
Here
we go again. They try to put our body on them. They try to put our body on the donor list. That's why I tell you, better watch out.
Yeah, don't sign up for that shit. When they ask you, do you want to be an organ and tissue donor, say no.
Right. Sure, I definitely would check it. Like, no. Right.
Yeah, you see.
At the DMV, when they ask you, would you like to register to be an organ and tissue donor? No.
Hell no.
Which one to get that on? Which one, the organ done? One the blood test? Like the other one.
Like FBA family, they're going to go into a database. If I'm a billionaire or a millionaire and I need an organ, I'm not gonna wait around for no organ. I'm gonna go straight to the damn register. Find somebody that has a matching organ, and then I'm going to have them arranged to be killed, period.
Right. Yep.
If they're not going to give it up willingly, I'm just going to have them killed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
You know? Not a doubt in my mind.
And we've seen time and time again these our slain brothers and sisters' organs come up missing when they come for autopsy. Their organs is missing. Their family's like, why do they have all these holes and cuts in them? What's going on? Where are their organs?
Yeah,
or like that brother that they found in Texas, Kenneth Johnson. He was stuffed full of newspapers. His whole body was stuffed full of nothing but newspapers. All his organs were gone. And his parents, his mom didn't know nothing about it.
I did hear some about that.
That was like that was like 5 years ago.
Oh, you talking about that?
They found him in
the
gym. They found him in the gymnasium. It was in Texas.
Texas. Kendall. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Texas.
In Kendall. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and all his organs were gone.
Kendall, Texas. Yep.
Oh yeah.
He was wrapped in. What is that called? That you wrestle on the mats. He was wrapped up in those mats, and then they found his body. And then around that same time, that sister in Chicago, they found her. They found her in a freezer.
Oh yeah,
they found her dead in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this organ harvesting shit is real, family, and all her organs are missing.
And that's why, that's what I've been saying, like, our people do not come up, wind up missing. They just being kidnapped because, you know.
The same amount every year?
Right.
They say, like, 10,000, at least 10,000 black children go missing a year in the United States. Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our kids is, and the black kids is not, missing. They're just being kidnapped.
Based off of their statistics, they should have 5-10 years behind.
Right.
The actual.
Yeah, and then also
the FBI crime reports.
Shit. Oh yeah, and then with this COVID shit. They saying they got two different strands that is coming out. One is going to be like about 10 times more deadlier than the current one that they have. So like I said, man, they kiss my ass.
There is no immunity to this damn virus.
This is not planned biological
warfare. A vaccine is not going to help you. It's going to modify you in the worst of ways.
Yes,
and you're gonna be basically a cyborg from this point on, and we don't have poofy hats on. This has been proven time and time again, but y'all have to learn the hard way, especially you Biden supporters. Cause we told y'all for over a year we wasn't gonna get nothing from a Biden administration, and we still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in and tell us what the hell tangibles we getting from this administration.
And no reparations either.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just like all the, rest of them. He's just like all the rest of them ain't doing shit for us. Come on.
Practice some aligned neglect.
Yeah. and this is why, we can't be worrying about boss no more.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about the whole thing anyway. Sure.
Boss is on his way out, and they're going to use these buffer classes to keep us in check. That's why all these other groups can hold their own nuts. There is no minority coalition. There is no camaraderie with these other groups. They can all literally hold their own nuts, period.
Right.
We're not caping for you. What the hell do we look like caping for? Peter Yang, the one that killed Lando Castile in Minneapolis.
Right.
What the hell do we look like supporting these nail salons that's brutalizing our sisters when they come to purchase something with these chinks?
Those Asian stores, chinks,
But all of a sudden we're attacking Asian people.
Ahead.
Get the hell out of here. That's all I have to say.
That's
here's something else here in California, people. Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, you know they own wineries up in Napa Valley, right?
Yes.
Right.
That I just found out. And this is why Congress is always happy to import cheap Mexican labor, particularly in California.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Nancy Pelosi's family owns wine vineyards in the Napa Valley, I just found out. So when Newsom was up there violating his own goddamn law with his hypocrisy, he was up there at his family's vineyard up there in Napa Valley. And then, like I said, with all the fires of last year, of last summer, I got bad news for you winos. You drunk motherfuckers are going to be paying more money for your Boone's Farm and your rot gut and shit, because when the fires came, it burned down half the goddamn grape vineyards up there. So I'm just letting you know. But them motherfuckers ain't fooling me. Them motherfuckers going to dig that shit up, okay? They're going to plant that goddamn MJ, and them motherfuckers gone in the goddamn MJ business. I would not be surprised in the fucking least. Say, now, this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you speak against the popular version of what is true. When you speak against brain-dead ideologies and bullshit and don't accept cognitive dissonance, you say you label a hater, troublemaker, not a troublemaker, but rabble-rouser, or you pretty much are the motherfucker that they want to keep silent. Okay?
But,
you're labeled the threat. You're a threat to mankind.
Right.
Oh, yeah, all that all that propaganda and shit, you know, that they want to put on there. And that's why I put it up there on my wall
today. Yeah, you cannot be talking about all that.
Yeah, like that fool that called that was trolling the show yesterday.
Oh,
okay.
I was on the show yesterday.
Frontline Black News, Episode 3.
Who was trolling us?
Yeah, what happened?
One of my Facebook friends got on there talking about, y'all shouldn't be talking like that, and y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all talking crazy, because we're talking about
going
to get the back
home.
He's the one going away. He's talking about.
Okay, now here we go.
And they can't,
okay, now.
Right.
Now, one thing that I can say that I've learned when you become conscious, black family, is that you got to spoon feed this stuff, man. Seriously. Because you are overwhelming a person's mind, man. You know, he'll get suicidal, he'll get hostile, he'll get mad, man. And, you know, and it took me a few years being an old bastard to recognize that. You see, you got to spoon feed this knowledge. And this is why it's essential that we get our children out of these goddamn public indoctrination centers. And since everything is going virtual, now's the perfect fucking time to homeschool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the
we
got to read up. That they're coming to push on our children.
Oh, boy.
Plus the nanotechnology. Say.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still looking at these lying-ass fake news motherfuckers and politicians talking about black people shooting the fear to get the damn vaccine. And then you tell a motherfucker about the Tuskegee experiment. I always said I was in the past guy and all that. Motherfucker.
Right.
So you got to know how to learn from past mistakes to progress.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why when you're a little baby peeing in the bed, that's only going to last so long before mama starts whooping your ass because she's tired of smelling your pits and she's teaching you and you should know better. You see?
Yeah.
You see? But you see, black family, when it comes to us, oh, no, they'll just get killed. They just call a woman a bunch of bees and call themselves NGRs and all that old shit. You know, like what they did with the rap industry. We took our goddamn resource, hijacked our motherfucking resource again.
Again. With the hip-hop industry.
All of it. Brother Chad, hip-hop, R&B, jazz. You see what I'm
jazz,
saying?
Jazz, blues. All that songs that they did. They stole, right?
Even country music.
Yep, country music was
actually,
ours. For real, the country music was ours. Because they called it folk music. Right, they called it all folk music back in the day, but they stole it and turned the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, to prove both you gentlemen's points even further, look at a motherfucker like Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
that
right. He stole it.
Yeah, that
listen,
culture.
Chuck Berry and Fats Domino black musicians that was doing rock and roll during that time. Richard,
the Fat Domino,
Ike Turner,
Chuck Berry.
Oh yeah,
Ike Turner.
Yeah. Mhm. All that. You know,
but
then,
blacks couldn't perform at certain venues. They had to have white performers, and he was just so happened to be one of them white performers because he used to be on the Chillin' Circuit too.
Who's that? Boy. You're talking about Elvis?
Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, that copycat.
Okay.
He is not the king of the rock and roll.
He ain't the king of nothing, the king of thievery.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Same thing in the hip hop, same thing with
same thing with Eminem. Eminem ain't the king of shit. He's a guest
in
the
hip
hop. You're a guest.
Shit
I don't care how many records you sold, you're still a freaking guest.
Right.
In the house of hip hop.
Exactly.
The black house of hip hop, because it's our shit.
Exactly.
It came out of our struggle, out of our shit.
That's right.
Yeah, now let's look at all the out of our struggle. Look at all the other talents that Hollywood stole from us. Like, look at the great works of Paul Rudd.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
See. You know, then Hollywood in the 1950s.
Most of people want to fight those deaths and take over.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on now. Are we dead for forgiven? Are we dead forgiven? God damn.
Yeah. You see? And then, of course, we already discussed the jigaboo shit. You see? You know? Same thing with them goddamn Looney Tunes cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Don't remind me about that.
And got our people so damn confused calling that negative bullshit progress. You see?
Yeah, ain't no progress, family. Ain't nothing progressive about any of this.
And the black actors, some of the black actors still were wearing a dress.
Right.
And that's why groups like the NAACP grind my damn gears, because we ain't advanced one bit. In the 111 years of this existence.
And you know what? Right. The NAACP should, and that's not ours either. That belongs to the white himself.
Yeah.
All that shit.
And
the Oscars, not
our
Grammy,
not
ours.
But it's based off our shit. The Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. Now here's one. Now here's something for you. 1950s and 60s, Los Angeles. There was a great black architect by the name of Paul Williams, who designed the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
And he also designed a major structure out there at LAX. Okay, where the restaurant is. It looks like a great big.
Oh yeah.
Paul Williams, black architect, designed that, but he couldn't go in and occupy the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, once again,
We had a brother a few years recently. We had to get a certificate, a proclamation for all the work, all the stuff that he's built in the city of Denver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the architect and design for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, that goes back to our intellectual property, and this was during
mm-hmm.
Jim Crow. So yeah, like you said, we couldn't even occupy the stuff we built.
Right. Yeah.
Without fear of death.
Yeah.
Sudden death.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got a long way to go, Black man. We got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah, but we came a long way, too, now, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We came a long way. But you see, but we
well,
still
if
got
you start your history
go.
With slavery, on the outside
mm-hmm.
looking in, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, we did come a long way. But then when you actually look at it, it's
right.
like, no, we're still in confinement.
Well,
we're still
we
not
still,
free.
We're stuck back, right? We still stuck back in, right back at Round Wilton. So it's coming back to haunt us now. So we got to wake up.
No, we're waking up, Brother Isaiah. We're waking up. That's why we have these platforms right here to do that, you
right.
know, and to have, you know, all black media, you know, come on one accord, you know what I'm saying, and set some codes for ourselves, you see. It's because, like I said, the day of boss is over, you see. And we damn sure cannot be out here enhancing all these other groups because they're out here exploiting
mm-hmm.
us as well, too.
Oh, yeah, they are on code with white supremacy.
Yeah, they're definitely. Right.
Yeah, see, so these motherfuckers got to be held accountable for that, too. Say.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the part
so.
They don't want to talk about. They don't want to discuss that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just want to keep getting unearned benefits.
They are racist. Yep. They still
yeah,
don't
right.
want to try to admit that. They'd be like, no, we not.
Exactly.
We just love all people.
Just, yeah,
love
all
that
bullshit.
And all
this other
type
but
of
your
shit.
Actions
yeah.
are something completely different than what your mouth is saying.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're talking out of both sides of their mouths, telling us any goddamn thing. And then when they sell
right.
us these
they'd be like, we are the same.
And these mom pa,
we
so
are the same blood.
Yeah, you see.
We are not the fucking same, and Dr. Lalayla Africa taught us that 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Dr. John Henry Clark told us the same thing in the 80s.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Marimba Ami taught us the same thing, his student.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and her work in Yorugu. They say the Ma'afa, disaster so bad it's beyond description. Now, I ask you, black family, are we in the Ma'afa to this day?
Yep.
With this goddamn pandemic they're scamming against us, the goddamn police murdering us and getting off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They project an image of black men wearing a goddamn dress and shit.
And don't forget the sisters trying to be like the abuse now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the world?
Yeah, you see?
They put the script.
Yeah, no, this is all part of what they call the Ma'afa, gentlemen. As the good doctor told us in her work. See, that's what all
and
this
you got
is.
Trans and martial arts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing MMA.
Yeah, we got our
trains.
The train is in all of them. In the, well, you might as well say in all the sports now. Sure. And they got trainees
yeah,
in boxing. Right. They got
so,
trainees in football. Probably even basketball, too.
Yeah. You see? Yeah, now they shouldn't have that shit in contact sports.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now? Right.
Sure.
Yep. They have it in the military, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They shouldn't have it
and
in
now,
the military, either.
I thought they was not going to allow that down in the military, but now they have one in the military? Damn.
Yeah,
so they all
Biden just reinstated that shit that Obama had passed.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He did pass about that law. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Trump suspended it when he came in,
Now they're going to pass these results around the schools, right? They're going to let a drag queen or a tranny be on their school.
Right, that bullshit.
Right. They'd be like, once upon a time, it was a boy named Todd. He wanted to dress like a girl, and his parents let him do all that. And his parents would let him do whatever he want to be. He can't be whoever he want to be, boys. He can't be whoever he want to be, girls.
Wow.
That is not what the hell they was talking about when they told us that.
Right.
Well, you see, they have these hidden agendas. You see, they got this undercurrent shit. You know, this deep state, you know, bullshit.
Just genetic annihilation bullshit, because this is their last hurrah.
Yeah,
exactly. Supremacy
is
on its last leg.
You're right.
Break that mug off and start anew, because this got to go.
Throw
that in the trash and throw it away. And recycle that. And recycle
that. It's not
going to
go willingly. The power is not given and it's taken.
Yeah, and then all the morals is getting thrown out the window. And then you got these coons just following these motherfuckers trying to lead us straight down the goddamn toilet with them. Fuck that.
Right.
Well, historically, we've been the moral compass for this colony.
Right. And that's sad, though. Mostly, all these coons want us to sell us down the river, so they ain't helping us either.
they get big bucks to do that. They get major butter biscuits.
They definitely get the bread, all the bread with them. They'd be like, oh, look at this master. He talking about you. He talked about you.
Yeah, like Rolly Polly.
Right.
How dare y'all speak against
him,
Jim Crow Biden?
Yeah.
I want to make sure y'all vote. The vote is the right thing to do.
Why do you want Biden to give you anything specifically? What makes you so special?
Right.
We are special. We are an exceptional people. Now cut the damn check.
Exactly.
That's the only thing we have to discuss with you Democratic shrills.
Oh, exactly.
Real talk.
Because once you convince your
Democratic politician that you voted for, campaigned for, to cut the goddamn check.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, and all you Biden supporters, the phone number is 516-418-5996. Call in if you dare.
We're going to roast you all the way to the ground.
We're going to do you like Roland did Ice Cube on his show. Or even better, Omar Johnson.
Omar Johnson?
Remember they ambushed him on that show.
I remember. I've seen a
video
of that, too.
Talking about, do you have your birth certificate? Do you have your degree? We want to see your certificate.
No.
Oh, so they want to verify his credentials.
They want to ask him all the questions.
All that this should be public record.
Yeah,
and this is the same dude that told Richard Spencer he's not a black man, he's a man, and then he's a Christian, but he's not black. He told a a known white supremacist, a well-known white supremacist.
Right.
Wow. See, that's somebody leading
us. Well, he's supposed to be a spokesperson
toilet.
For us? Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And then not to mention the fact that they handpick these so-called spokespeople for Black America or for Black people in general.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They pay them to talk like us and to think like us. So they pay big money.
Oh yeah, they
that's
like
that. We don't have
fuck them
nobody to count on. We don't have no more leaders. For real.
Well, see,
we don't have no more Black leaders to lead us.
Oh yes, we
that's
do.
Worse.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because every Black man
the code is the leader.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. Yes,
they can kill. They can always kill the leader. They can't kill the code.
Kill the idea. Right.
Yeah, they can't kill the idea. As long as that's in effect, we need our damn selves. We don't need these motherfuckers, these Judas goats leading us to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You see? And then the cold part about it is, you know, when you get these capitulators in the government, down in Hollywood, social media, what have you. You know, they project the wrong image of us, you see? Mm-hmm.
Right. They always do.
Mm-hmm. And as Dr. Wilson said, this shit is all intentional.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
You see?
Dr. Wilson also said that we would go from sagging to wearing dresses. And she was saying this in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And 50 years later,
and now, we are definitely doing. They're definitely doing that. See all them saggy jeans, and see all those bag on tight ass skinny jeans now.
I see brothers your age or around your age wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, they're still doing it too.
Yeah, that's what fucked me up because they know better.
Right.
Yeah, they know better.
I'd be like, I
just
need
like
a
I
bigger
said,
size. Right, I need a bigger
size.
No, man,
I told you, I bought me some damn work clothes one day, man, and I go put on the work clothes and go do the painting work, and there's some goddamn skinny jeans. I said, say, motherfucker, I told you I need some work clothes, man, with some tools, like with the belt loose on it, man, to hold my tools and shit.
Right.
Me this bullshit.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the new style, man. Fuck you in the new style.
Yeah, that's not
give
a new style. They
back.
Just want to feminize us for real. They still want to feminize us.
Right. And
that's
they
all that
is. They're
not
the
new
on
style.
You.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, and they suddenly put this bullshit on IU. You see what I'm saying? So the future generations will think this shit is the norm.
It's like the hippie generation 2.0.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way back.
They used to be wearing during disco and shit.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Wear those bell bottoms and all
and
that
see,
shit.
That's yeah. From the late 60s and early 70s with the bell bottoms. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then what had happened is that when they came with the disco, this is when, once again, you had a lot of these white musicians stealing Black music, once again, getting paid off
of
our resource, you see? And then
JC and the Sunside Band.
Yeah, classic case right there. Classic case right there, Brother Isaiah. That is a classic case.
You average see, white
you
man.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep.
Playing James Brown tunes.
Yeah,
right. I like it.
The Rolling Stones.
That's the way I like it.
And the Rolling Stones copying Otis Redding and shit. And,
Otis Redding,
copying, Beatles copying, the people from Stax and Motown and all that old shit.
Right.
Then,
all that.
Then you had a lot of these white songwriters,
it was great songwriters, but now,
they're
great songwriters now.
And performers, to sing their music, because they know that when they sung it, they will sell more
right.
records, you see. And
yeah.
just like the intro we played earlier this evening, I was dealing with our rhythms and power of our ancestors, you know, from the continent
right.
of which we come from and where our music comes from. But, however, if we acknowledge our ancestors and our contributions to the world, then we're black races.
That's so great.
So
and
what I was – go ahead, Isaiah.
I was just saying was I'm so glad that and I make my own music anyway. I'm glad I make my own music. I don't listen to all that new shit.
Right.
Say, so
and produce it. You see?
Right.
Produce it. See? You know, now that's another thing they tell you down there in Hollywood, or not in Hollywood, but you could be an independent filmmaker, you see, but you still got to go to Paramount,
exactly.
Disney,
right.
Universal,
oh boy.
Warner Brothers to distribute it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're entrenched.
How to make up our
own been
story.
Entrenched for damn near 80 years in movie distribution, you see. So what they did with Netflix is that Silicon
mm-hmm.
Valley and Hollywood hooking up, because what they're doing is making their money off the live streams and shit.
Exactly.
And
to you know it too, brother, all this film, you know, all those films y'all talking about, all those film, Paramount Universal, and that's going to be just shut down anyway. So all they is going to the YouTube and Netflix. So you don't have to go to movies anymore. You're just going to look at it on the live
right.
stream.
Exactly. And the same thing with sporting events.
Yep.
See? Like Major League Sports, the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, boxing, MMA.
Right. Yep.
See, that type
wrestling,
of stuff.
All that shit. Yep.
Yeah, right. See? But what it is, here we still got a lot of our people up here on a kumbaya and don't see color and all that shit. And here color sees us, and motherfuckers
right.
are lining you up in crosshairs, and we're sitting down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. It's like, oh, we're supposed to say we're supposed to love one another. Come on, can't we just come get along?
We are the world. We're supposed to be on that. All
right. Oh,
yeah.
We are the children. We are the world.
It's systemically killing us. And we're just supposed to sit there and sing that bullshit.
We are the future.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, come on.
And still got these goddamn state-sponsored homicides.
State-sanctioned
homicide.
State-sanctioned killings, yep.
State-sanctioned
murder.
Right, and then here come the Yasa bosses and the coons. Oh, no, we don't
right.
see color, and we got to vote Democrat
right.
for Biden and all that. And once again,
right.
all you Biden supporters are welcome to call in this phone number and see what tangibles you got.
It ain't no
now,
any different than the rest of the presidents. Same thing would come out of heaven with all them vice presidents. She ain't no better evil.
Exactly.
He just swapped one white supremacist. He just swapped one with another. That's all he did.
Right.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's still racism, white supremacy.
Right.
And then keep in mind, it was the damn Democratic Party after the Civil War that brought you the goddamn Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nathan Forrest.
Yeah.
Yep.
See.
And they still out there. And they just find out higher
than
that was the good old state of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. That Tennessee.
You see? You know. And then I'm looking over here at mainstream media right now, talking about the experts, quote-unquote, struggle to maintain COVID control. Shit. This shit
right.
is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's not the towers. It's the 5G towers, and it's not that.
Well, I say it could all
yeah,
be.
Yeah, there's no correlation
together.
Between the two. That is conspiracy theory, sir. And we're going to block
right.
you now.
And it's GMO.
Right.
This motherfucker, Bill Gates, now get this, people. The motherfucker who owns the disease, owns the vaccines, now he owns the majority of the goddamn farmland.
Oh, boy.
So what that tells me is if they can't get it to you through the shot, they're going to get it to you through the food.
Yeah, through the
oh,
GMO.
Yeah. Through the food, yeah.
Because, Brother Isaiah,
you
remember
how,
about 4 or 5
yep.
years ago where we did a show, man, when Mad Dr. D was with us.
Right.
About that article I read off in the San Francisco Chronicle that they was working on the technology to make these goddamn
yeah.
spy devices, you know, disguised like
yep.
beans,
mm-hmm.
plants,
yeah.
and all that
yeah.
type of shit.
Yeah,
see, all that
yep.
shit.
Yep. Or
and
the
keep in mind what it says, people.
Yep.
Look at the word, what it says, folks. Microchip. Micro meaning you could only see this shit up under a microscope.
Right.
So which means is that they could put
a
microchip
up
in
this
goddamn vaccine, and then there's a motherfucker sitting over there in Silicon Game Valley with his boyfriend or his first gentleman, you know, going on the phone with your goddamn laptop or a goddamn a video game.
We had one of those in the state of Colorado, Sabaka.
Say that again, sir.
A first gentleman. That was the first time I ever heard that shit.
Oh,
our
yeah.
governor
damn.
Is gay, and he has a partner, and they
right.
call him the first gentleman.
Right. Boo.
Good damn.
Yeah,
wow.
His boyfriend. His boyfriend. His gentleman friend.
So they can't yeah. call him the first lady, so they call him the first gentleman.
Right.
God damn.
He might as well call himself that because from the Ethiopian look like a man with a lady now.
Okay, folks, moving right along here.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking on mainstream media again. Well, they got some dude named Scott Atlas who's making a premise that experts make decisions on politics, not science. Now, first of all, folks, we already knew this, okay? We already knew this, okay? Now, here they're saying is there's a study that says that high vitamin D may protect against COVID. People, what is vitamin D?
What? What now?
Vitamin D is sunlight.
You
yep.
right.
And,
oh, they
and
trying to take away
saying,
the sunlight.
What they study is high vitamin D may protect against COVID.
Mm-hmm. And,
now,
see, and they trying to get rid of
people.
The sunlight, too.
No. We
that's why they
want to
keep you socially distanced.
Right.
Oh,
now, with us having melanin, which is a sign of high vitamin D, why are we the same ones they want us to take this goddamn vaccine?
Exactly. They pushing
right.
it on us harder than any other group.
Exactly.
Precisely.
They're trying to push that. See, that's what I was trying to say before, brothers. They're trying to, kill us. They're trying to wipe us out.
Then you got
right.
these Samble Ramble Negroes that's falling right for it, talking about, oh, this is a good thing. We have access
right.
to
right.
this. You know how hard it is for
yep.
us to get access to basic health care?
Right.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my God. Like, I feel so much better. Like, really?
Right. And then your internal organs and systems just became italicized.
Right.
Yep.
And I've seen a few of it, too.
Became,
I've seen a few of the, I've seen a few of the sister. She said that she took it, and her face was like pale. She had like bell palsy and everything.
Oh, yeah,
she,
I
like, moved from
her,
her
I believe it.
Her face. Right.
Yeah, it was
oh, yeah.
Up.
They quickly took that down. They said, oh, this is fact checker. Where all these fact checking stuff started coming from.
Right. Which is more prepackaged bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four fact checkers, white supremacists.
Yeah,
are the white supremacists ever going to tell the truth?
Never.
So how the hell are they the fact checkers? How are they coming up with the community standards?
They just put themselves up like that. Right, they're trying to put themselves out there as them checkers.
No, that's what they did. They ain't tried it. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say,
and they're just like, what are you going to do about it, nigger?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, how they go, you know, how they talk.
Right. Once again, they want to kill us for our resources.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See?
But they already know
that
they
come from
scarcity.
Our resources.
Right.
They come
already know
from scarcity. It wasn't shit popping in no Europe.
Nothing.
Yeah, see?
Then they need to go back to their own. Then they need to go back to those Caucasian mountains.
And they ain't even the original people of that. They just need to go back to whatever planet, whatever moon, whatever the fuck they came from.
I tell them to go back to the mountains, to the barbarian mountains.
Go back to them caves.
They are so damn barbaric. It's so ridiculous.
Go back to where the Kardashians are from. Armenia, Croatia, and shit. Go back over there.
Them.
You say. And then the sad part about it is, too, of how they're trying to erase the brutalization from the public school history books and talking about this shit here is progress. Say, that's the worst goddamn thing they could do.
As the white savior up in the book too. They always had to put that up in there. Oh, slavery was not that bad. We have some white people to help with slavery. Like, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, Charles Barkley said that shit publicly. And a damn white ass US senator from Alabama had to tell Charles Barkley just how brutal it was. And if a white motherfucker is telling this damn motherfucker this, man, just imagine how bad it really was.
Damn.
See,
that's the part that kills me with this shit.
Me too.
Well, that's why we got to do our own documentaries, our own film industry. Right. We need all that.
Exactly.
And that's called innovation.
Everything black owned, not those white producers, not those white.
Because whoever controls the images controls the people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been seeing up in Hollywood right now.
Oh, Lord, with Billy Porter wearing dresses every day.
He'd be like, girl, child, you know, all that. Like, I want an award. You see what the dress I got on? I got me this black overalls. I got this black high heels. You know all that. Look at my hair. You see my makeup?
That bullshit.
I feel like what?
Man.
I'd be like, you know, keep that shit over there.
They'll start calling you homophobic and
right,
transphobic
and
shit.
Right. I was about to say, we don't have to feel or nothing. We just tell them like it is. Like, come on, we're not scared.
Right.
Man, tell those heterophobic motherfuckers, man, to go get them some you-know-what, man. They might find out they like it.
Exactly. Right.
Nah, man, because I ain't nothing. You can sit
right
there and tell me.
And the step. Good, brother.
You know about that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I never,
right.
If that's what the fuck you do, man, that's your thing. Don't come to me with it.
Me too. Like, I'm like, hey, stay over there.
Don't come to me with it and don't showcase
right
that shit. Like that's the thing
right
to do.
Don't come to our children.
I know, like, right. Exactly.
Right.
I'd be like, no, stay away with that. They'd be like
yeah,
come on, do you think I find me sexy? And I'm more of a woman than on the,
I don't find no man sexy. Like, what the fuck?
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Come on now.
Motherfucker got too much hair on his face, man. Fuck that.
Right. He's got too much hair all over his arm.
Yeah. Mhm. And if you call him the wrong pronoun, that's an act of violence.
Yeah.
Right. Call him Bado. Just to call him or her by the wrong name.
But it's acceptable for these other motherfuckers to call us niggas.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, all the music.
Right. Say, oh, Zach, come on, come on. And I see y'all say the I hear y'all say the word all the time. I hear y'all say the word nigga all the time.
Why can't I say it, motherfucker?
Yeah, why
do you want to say it?
Yeah, why, dumbass?
Right, because see, that's what they did, Jesse, Brother Tay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The hip hop industry, where they start glorifying the NGR term, and they try to put the wool over our eyes, particularly to your generation, to think that it was acceptable.
Right.
Yeah.
You
it's a term of endearment.
They probably
saying
I'm behind closed doors. Yeah, they've been saying it behind closed doors, brothers, I'm sure.
Right. But I always remember that when you teach a people to go through the back door for so long, when one isn't there, they will build one.
Yep.
And
right.
This is what the fuck this is. This is what happened right here.
Yeah. And I just when I was outside and I seen that there's some crazy ass white dude blessing hip hop music or today's hip hop music, not back in the day, or this trap music shit. I was like, what the fuck?
but that's just it though, brother Isaiah. As the Queen Mother had said, is that the rap music, which is, from what I understand, rhythm and poetry, and please correct me if I'm wrong. It's a beautiful art form, and it's got a lot of soul to it, and it is definitely off the tree of our ancestors, of our music, as we heard off in our
intro
this evening. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then when they went with all this degradation shit and glorifying murdering each other, negative criminal shit in their community and self-destruction and all that
and
bullshit.
Calling our sisters the B-word.
Yeah, yeah.
And
calling
all that.
Our women and the B-word and all that. And then they had countermanded it, you know, calling us a bunch of no good Negroes and all that and want to go up here and lay with these white men, you see?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
No, what I'm just saying, though, gentlemen, is that I'm looking at in the last 40 to 50 years of how systemically and quite scientifically have eradicated and devalued the image of the strong black male.
Right.
Particularly in the function of him running his household and raising and providing and disciplining his children.
Yep.
say. And as Brother Che said, you know, they want to go show these motherfuckers wearing dresses and all this old type of shit. And us still getting murdered by the goddamn police unarmed. And we supposed to sit up there and suffer peacefully.
Peacefully.
Say.
Yep.
And the author, James Baldwin, who made the statement during the Civil Rights era, which is the early 1960s, is that to be black in America is to be in a constant state of rage.
Right.
But what they did, black family, is that our rage and hatred has systemically been internalized.
Mm-hmm.
High incarceration rate of black males. Black males ain't shit. You know, black women going up here laying up with these white boys and shit.
Oh, boy. And they don't care about them either, those animal crackers.
Yeah, exactly. And then let's look at the brother. Now, here's the part that really was very hurtful to me that I saw. It was either Chicago. Yeah, it was Chicago. Where these Asian merchants in these, what's that, the weave shop? Wig shop or hair care beauty supply shop disrespected, you know, these black women.
Right.
And put hands on them and threw them out of their establishment. So this brother, forgot his name, he went up there and he walked in and told the people that, hey, you motherfuckers mistreat our black women. So you might as well go call the heat because I'm getting ready to smash your fucking windows out. So the brother went on in, proceeded to do what he stated, smashed the fucking windows out, goes to jail, said he did it, had it videotaped. And what the fuck did they do? Hold it. And what the Asian do? Oh, we got weeds 50% off, and then all the sisters went and bum rushed the damn store.
Oh, boy. See? I'm like, come on now. I've been like, come on now. They can't do their own hair. Like, come on, you don't need to go to the beauty, to the Asian beauty salon. Go to the black owned one. True.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, like, come on now.
Exactly. And I'm quite sure if me, Brother Che, and yourself, Isaiah, went to the hair salon, not the hair salons, the beauty supply houses.
Oh, yeah.
One of the cities where we at. Right. Let's go.
Right.
10 motherfucking beauty supply locations. Is this a black-owned business? And I will bet you dollars to donuts, 75% of them are going to tell you no.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 75%. They will say, no, it's not black-owned. Sorry.
Again, motherfuckers robbing us of our fucking resources.
Right.
But the problem is that in the goddamn public indoctrination centers that we need to take our children the fuck up out of, okay, does not teach us that.
Yep.
If anything, they teach us the exact goddamn opposite.
Sure,
and I
said,
just prove the point right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with them going up there, you know, to the beauty supply house, giving them that business when they said it's 50% off.
Okay. Yep.
After they get mistreated in the motherfucker.
Right. If I was a sister, I would not be doing the. I would not be doing that shit for real. 50% off my ass.
No, seriously.
Right.
No, seriously.
Like, come on now. 50% off. You wanna try to poison our sister's minds like that, and the way that you're trying to fight on them. No, time to own our own shit. It's the time and the place for it. Like, shit.
But you know, it's gonna take a lot of work. You see. So that's why, you know, it's good, you know, that we get these narratives out of here where these other groups can go hold their own fucking nuts. You see what I'm saying? And we need the goddamn tangibles cut the motherfucking check.
Right.
Period. Everything else is bullshit and a waste of time. And counterproductive.
Sure is. Yep.
No, seriously.
Real talk.
You know?
Right.
They don't want to sit up
and
show
up
these dumbass TV
right.
commercials, grown-ass man with a beard wearing a leotard talking about his turn fucking up, you know, the commercial with a young woman who's trying to get a gold medal in the Olympics.
Oh, boy.
And we're supposed to sit up there and accept that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Except for them, all of them going into sports right now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Now.
But then you got the Goonie Birds fucking that up. And look at our young sisters who want to go out there and compete and do their athletic thing, you know what I'm saying, as well as they should.
Right.
You know, to be champions
as well as
they should.
Right.
But now,
they should.
But they get knocked out of their slots because they're going to give the woman slot to a Goonie Bird.
Right, they're going to give the one of them to the tranny. They're
yeah,
like,
right.
Here you go. First place
let
for...
Let the motherfucking phone on, goddamn league.
They should.
Let them phone their own goddamn league. You know, why keep
you
these young women out of their one time and like to make a name for themselves?
Exactly. See, they don't want a real black woman to do anything. Sure, and they don't want that.
You know what I'm saying? Serious.
Yep. I just be looking at them like, oh my goodness, this earth's gonna fall apart. Oh, man.
Bruh, like I said on previous podcasts, who knows? Mm-hmm. The Almighty probably said, why not just send a damn boulder a million times bigger than the earth and knock the motherfucker out the galaxy? We wouldn't know the goddamn difference.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. And if it was to happen, who's going to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's real talk.
You know, once again, you know, all the motherfuckers hijacking our resources.
They've been doing that for 500 years and counting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that for years and centuries.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where did we go wrong?
Oh, I'm going to tell you where we went wrong. What we went wrong at, man, is when we allowed ourselves during the Black Empowerment era, you know, to
right.
be divided and separated, you know, by those in the Civil Rights Movement. Because they
right.
felt that the only way for us to advance is to be a carbon copy of these motherfuckers. They say, but then
oh, yeah.
King saw his mistake shortly before his death, the Burning House integration.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about these crazy ass churches too. So that
is some
of the black community too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes, indeed.
All crooks.
Oh, yeah, the cult of Tim. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we did an episode on that. Jack Lane, Pimps and Poverty.
Yeah,
yep,
I remember
that. Yeah, that's a back episode. Yeah.
Yep. Man, get money to the Lord. The Lord will save you. You got to compel him. You got to reach out to him. Gotta love him.
and this motherfucker's living in the mansion, man, and you living in the cardboard.
Exactly. Right. Put the dollar on your palate. Put the dollar in the bowl.
Yeah.
Jesus is gonna forgive you for all your sins.
Mm-hmm. pulpit.
Yep. I can see
you. You know, motherfucker selling you a pill of goods, man, and ain't giving you no kind of goddamn tangible whatsoever. But you're giving this motherfucker your money.
Join. Right. They went right to Trump.
And then
they
when a disaster hits, they won't even open up the damn door to the damn church.
Yep.
Like Joel Osteen, when that hurricane hit Houston, he would not open up the doors to the church.
Right.
And he has a big ass mega church in Houston.
Right, he'll cook too.
Yeah. And not to mention the mansions that these motherfuckers have and live in.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And the private jets.
And
that
we
they
are
take.
Still then we're struggling. Right.
Yeah, all that shit. All that shit.
Just pray at night. Right. Don't forget to pray at night. Jesus will save your heart. Jesus is Jesus that. He never said nothing about God, no. He never said nothing about God. He's always keeping Jesus and shit.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You know. Yeah, you know, it's just downright insane, man. And then all this other shit.
And if they want to take of Jesus, you know, dang well. You know, they were well Jesus, but then I have no blue eyes and the long straight hair. And the Bible said that Jesus was a brother, and his hair was like
he had skin the color of grass and had the hair of lamb's wool.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt.
Right.
Burnt brass.
Yep.
Like it had been in a furnace.
Right.
Yep.
And there's
nothing about that says white, pale, nothing.
Exactly.
You see? But you know, you get these new colonists, motherfuckers on the continent, and in the diaspora,
right. They
believe in this bullshit. You see?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'd be standing up right around the corner, too.
And these
cool-ass
politicians, yes, sir.
Yeah. They be getting all kinds of books. They be selling all kinds of books. Here go for the word of the day. Make sure you cover up my next book. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. You know?
Mm. Yeah, I be seeing a lot of them, and I even used to go to church. And that's when I was young, so I stopped going to church because of, you know, about all that.
Mhm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that when you go up here and try to, you know, pass this knowledge on, you have to spoon feed it.
Right.
Because I found over the years of dealing with this here being conscious is that you don't want to overwhelm it too much,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those, you know, who may not be unaware. Then, of course, those who are looking to seek knowledge, you know, as you said, Brother Isaiah, each one teach one. Yes,
yep, we all we got.
And no, that's it. And not only are
mm-hmm.
we all we got, we are in a state of emergency.
That's a real problem.
I mean, just on the basis of this damn scandemic, pandemic, whatever demic and this goddamn bullshit mm-hmm. they're trying to inject motherfuckers with.
Right.
You see?
I was saying, I heard you know, you said I think this is all a big old scam.
Yeah.
this is to get control,
and it is to get control of you and to have you become the intellectual property of Bill Gates.
That motherfucker's the ticket.
That motherfucker's
the ticket.
Yeah, see, and you can't sue them, you know, for side effects or death or this shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then based off of research that I've done, Gates had made it a point stating that he's not taking the vaccine. So what does that tell you?
Sure.
Or what should it
tell
you?
Sure, he better take it. Right, certainly. He's trying to force us to take it. He's sure to him and his whole family should take it. Sure, and his family look a little fucked up in the head.
Oh, absolutely. You see, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
Definitely human rights violations of what he's doing. You see?
Exactly. He should be accountable for that shit. He should be doing that.
He should be going
to jail.
Yeah, for real. You see? Because the dude is committing crimes against humanity is what he's doing.
Exactly.
And genocide.
Yep.
And he owns the patent to this shit. And so this goes to prove that when you grant a motherfucker or allow a motherfucker to get absolute power like what he has, it corrupts absolutely.
Right.
Yep. And this is what this shit is absolute corruption.
Yep. Everything corrupt.
Yeah, right. But they got these coon-by-ass Negroes who talk against individuals such as ourselves and who are like-minded as opposed to coming out of their damn cognitive dissonance and getting their heads about their asses and recognizing the fact that the safety of the motherfucking planet Earth to save the planet from ecological hazards, wars, famines, all that shit is black liberation.
Right.
Period.
Yep. Exactly. Period. Yep.
Period.
And they don't want to listen. Sure. And they don't want to listen. I've been trying to tell them some stuff. They'd be like, "No, you cannot talk like this. No, no, you cannot be doing that." The white people are our friends. They would never hurt us. Should check the history books.
Check out the origin of history and then get back with it. Yeah,
right.
That is the origin of picnic. Pick a nigga to lynch and fry him and burn him. And then take photographs of that shit and put it in major publications with all these white folks standing around smiling and grinning.
Right.
But we're not
taking
to comment on that.
Right.
You know?
Sure. I want to hear Kim on saying, they've never heard of fly. They don't do all that. Like, really?
Yeah. You know, like these damn sundown towns they got. You know?
And look on all these all these bank old companies they have. Look at all those, everything they own they have.
Yeah. Seriously.
They own bacon. What else they own? They own grocery stores. Shit. The motherfuckers.
Yeah. You see? And the shit is crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's downright insanity.
It is.
You know?
It's blasphemy.
Yeah. Seriously. That's exactly what it is. You know? Well, anyway, folks, you know, we're winding down. Okay, gentlemen, got any closing comments, you know, for our special edition right here?
Yep. East one, teach one family. We all we got. Please, I'll say this many times, but I'm going to keep on saying this until y'all, please wake up. don't take the fasting. I want y'all to research. I want y'all to read all the stuff going on. We all the cow family. Come on, we need to come together in the crisis like this because if we don't, sure, I don't know what to say. But the peace and black and power family, one love, much love.
All right, brother, that's right. Brother Che, you got any closing comments, sir?
Yes. We are at war, black family. It's time we act accordingly. We need to separate, build our own communities, build our own industries, build our own institutions, and get away from the TU rule, Cockazoid K beast, the psychopathic racist. We need to get away from them, the cell family.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And as far as this vaccine, don't take it. You've been warned. Don't say you wasn't told.
Yeah, because this shit is all bad news. Yes, sir.
Got to.
Yes, ma'am.
The cold is the leader. We don't have no leaders. The cold is the leader.
That's right.
Yes, sir, without a doubt. No, we got to do for self. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to close it out with our outro tonight. And it's a tribute to Mama Africa, or Miriam Makeba. And drop us a line. Let me know what you think about this song here on our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And definitely follow us on Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. So once again, I don't know who this group is, but it's entitled A Tribute to Miriam Makeba.
This one is Peace. The first one is called Kilimanjaro. So I'll play the first one on the Bukhari, and then we move on to the second one where we have the rhythm section for you.
Some people.